Donald Trump will be remembered as the man who disrupted the White House, Washington, and the world.
You're fired.
He was a household name long before he announced his plan to be president.
Who will succeed? Who will fail? And who will be the apprentice?
He was the businessman turned apprentice TV star, who'd built a global empire with his name adorning buildings around the world. Han Noel is an associate professor of government at Georgetown University.
We've known Trump for a long time. And, you know, the thing that defined Trump from the beginning is he was somebody who, you know, wanted to be important, wanted to be famous, wanted to be successful, and would tell you that he was.
Donald Trump was born in 1946 in New York City, where he was raised before taking over a large part of his father's business. But it was a Trump Tower escalator ride in 2015 that changed everything.
I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
Despite previously being a Democrat supporter, he ran as a Republican, beating 16 other candidates to clinch the party's nomination.
This night is turning out to be a real nail-biter.
Before upending predictions to beat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election.
Donald Trump wins the presidency.
His loyal base of supporters were credited with his win. Here's Noah Weinrich from Heritage Action for America.
They wanted someone who was going to shake things up. And obviously people inside D.C. don't like that. You know, I think they're comfortable with the way things are. But a large, large portion of the country, probably most of the population, was not comfortable with the way things were. And they wanted somebody who was going to disrupt that.
Trump argued not following the conventional rulebook allowed him to succeed where his predecessors had failed, like helping normalize relations in the Middle East, achieving a rewritten trade deal with Canada and Mexico, or becoming the first sitting U.S. president to cross into North Korea. Longtime Washington officials like Joseph Bosco, who worked under Presidents Bush and Obama, say Trump brought a fresh approach.
I saw within the administrations the kind of solidified thinking that the way things had been done in the past was the way we should continue doing them, even if the results were not forthcoming. So I think, yeah, that we all needed a shaking up, and we've gotten that from Trump for sure.
The president promised to make America great again, pushing an America First agenda, eschewing the multilateral approaches of past presidents. He thrilled supporters by keeping promises to withdraw from the Paris Climate Change Accord and the Iran nuclear deal. He pulled the US out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the World Health Organization, and started trade wars with multiple countries, most notably China, by imposing tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their products. But some experts, like Pawel Zerka, a policy fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations, saw Trump's unilateral actions as hurting America's global reputation.
There was an expectation of many Europeans that the US would play a more vocal role, that they could become a leader as they used to, the role that they used to play in previous crises like this. Whereas that role was left empty.
Indeed, where some saw progress, others simply saw chaos, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Working in the Trump White House was like working inside a pinball machine. There's always backbiting in a White House. That's in the nature of politics. This was the worst I'd ever seen it. The chaos in the president's own decision-making was a major factor. And a large part of it was just caused by the way the president, I thought, managed inadequately.
Trump became just the third U.S. president to be impeached, asking Ukraine's president for a favor, an investigation into Joe Biden's family, and preventing people testifying on the matter, prompted charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The Senate adjudges that the respondent...
The Senate, with its Republican majority, acquitted Trump.
...is not guilty as charged in the first article of impeachment.
His critics viewed Trump's presidency as a period of upheaval. They decried his tough stance on immigration, protesting against a travel ban on citizens from Muslim-majority countries entering the US, and denouncing the removal of migrant children from their parents. On several occasions, Trump failed to condemn white supremacy, and separately was accused of inflaming tensions during Black Lives Matter protests. presidency also intensified fact-checking and often sparked clashes with news organizations he derided as fake news.
I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people.
Professor Capri Cafaro is an executive in residence at American University.
Anyone or any type of information that he deems critical of his actions, his presidency, or his persona, he has made those things synonymous with fake news. And that has sowed such levels of both doubt and division amongst the American public. They don't know who to believe. They don't know what to believe. I think this concept of fake news will be the legacy of his presidency.
And he took to Twitter most days, using it to attack opponents, fire staff, or unexpectedly announce trade tariffs against China. It was even the place he chose to break the news of his positive COVID-19 test. But the idea of using social media for presidential pronouncements and policies, a White House first, thoroughly divided Americans. Senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, Carolyn Bowman.
He's definitely been disruptive, probably more in a negative than a positive way, I think, at this point, as we look back to all the tweets, because those have been, I think, disruptive in so many ways. Most people wish that he'd stop tweeting. About 2/3 of Americans consistently say they want him to stop tweeting.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it.
His final months were marked by his handling of the pandemic, a situation Democrats accused him of wildly mismanaging. Infections and deaths rose, the U.S. becoming the worst affected country. And throughout, President Trump shunned health experts' advice, refusing to wear a mask, and continuing to hold in-person rallies.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
The virus he admitted that he downplayed, finally contributing to his death, just before an election he hoped would keep him in the White House for a second term. Donald Trump was an unconventional, oftentimes unpresidential president who brought deal-making and the theatrics of reality TV to his time in office, but whose ideas and attitude, often choosing straight talk over political correctness, divided the country perhaps like never before. It'll now be up to his successor to try and mend that divide, to see if they can put the broken pieces of a nation, polarized by politics, back together again. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.